It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, visiting with Gary Stone, Extension Educator for Nebraska Extension, and talking about cheatgrass this week. Gary, what can you tell us?
Cheatgrass is a native to southwestern Asia, and it was accidentally brought into our country either in ships ballast, or cheatgrass was used as a packing for goods that were transported into the parts of the country. And when they got to where they were, they threw the packing out. Of course, there was cheatgrass, and the seed spread from there. It's a very prolific seed producer. It is a winter annual. By that, I mean that it will germinate in the fall, go dormant in the winter, and then it will start to grow early in the spring. And that's where our problems arise, because it germinates late and starts growing early in the spring. It takes the moisture that our other grass plants needs and our other forbs need, and that's why it can out-compete our native grass species. So if you look at, say, 50 plants per square foot, that could remove enough soil water to a depth of 2.5 feet. So that's why it's a very hardy weed and one that's tough to control. There are a number of measures that a grower could use. He could use the prescribed grazing practices to help manage cheatgrass. There are certainly chemical measures that a grower could use.
All right, that's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.